Preparing.
Got it. Boom.
Get it. Setting it up. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Show 33. My goodness.
Hey, hey. 33.
Yes, dirty 33. We got our, we're up in the Freemason world. We reached the
33. That's right. I was just going to say, we reached the 33rd degree in Freemasonry. Nice.
I feel so enlightened right now.
Now they tell you what's really going on in Mason Freemasonry.
Yes. It's funny. It's almost the same thing as Scientologists. They told me that Xenu was implanted in fucking volcanoes. And no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? Crazy.
Crazy, man. Just so the audience knows, our guest today, Miss Gigi Campbell, an awesome lady, a tour manager for a bunch of big bands and production manager for a bunch of stuff in entertainment, is a little bit under the weather, so we had to reschedule. So audience, if you could wish her the best, give her some positive vibes so she heals up pretty quick and comes on again soon.
Yeah, Gigi's great. She's one of the few females in the you know, pretty much male dominated production world and touring world. So she kicks ass out there. She's never actually worked for live, but we've been in the same spheres. But yeah, she's really, really good at what she does. Obviously, she's almost Joan Jett now.
Yeah, she's
part of her paid crew now. So
how cool?
That's a very like in the roadie world. That is like the gig to get, like where you're on salary with a band or an artist. That's what you want.
Happy
for her there. And sorry, she's not feeling good, but we'll get her back on.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys got us today, which is good for y'all. But just to reach and touch on her a little bit, I was looking at some of her stuff, man. Sum 41, she was done work with. She's done work with the Rolling Stones, The Who, a lot of cool bands. So. Should be fun to talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah, she has great stories, I'd imagine, as we all do from the road here and there.
So, not to change gears, but we got a lot to talk about today. I want to just address something from last week. One, Chad and I don't ban or block anybody from any of our social medias when it comes to the Gracious Two. Personal ones, it is what it is, but I'm speaking specifically about the Gracious Two. So I got into a little bit of a back and forth with somebody last week, and he was going to come on our Instagram live show last Thursday. And this motherfucker decides to lie, come to me afterwards and write lies. Oh, I guess you two weren't live. I tried to get in on your live session on Instagram, and it said, couldn't be there. So you were either not live or you blocked me. Bullshit on all ends, mother bleeper. That did not happen. So that's, again, some of the lies that you spew. And I found out what really happened. You stopped following the Gracious Two so you could comment on our lives, but only people who follow the Gracious Two can join that broadcast. And it's funny that you re-followed the Gracious Two after that. And but anytime you want, buddy, you could join that broadcast. As soon as I see your name, we'll let you in no matter what the fuck we're talking about. And I'll give you the stage. Chad will give you the stage. And we'll let you spew some lies and bullshit for a little bit. And then we'll come with the truth. Anywho.
Yeah, and as we were talking about earlier, there was a guy on Instagram, I guess, on one of the posts saying that, you know, Trump's an insurrectionist. And I'm like, well, there you go. You know, we have Trump brain block is what he said. I'm like,
I forgot.
No, you just said the key word, insurrectionist. He has not been charged, nor has he been accused or charged of insurrection. So he actually called for 20,000. Well, he called for a peaceful protest on Twitter, which they then took off of Twitter. And so that was the whole narrative, that he never called for that, but it was actually on Twitter. He tweeted, peaceful protest, please. But he also called for 20,000 National Guard, which Pelosi and Mayor Bowser turned down because they wanted a setup for what happened. There was FBI agents in the crowd, egging everyone on.
in plain
to the Capitol in plain clothes. Everyone knows this, unless you watch mainstream media and CNN, then you don't know this because they don't talk about this. And you know, you want to talk about facts, these are the facts.
And also,
it was an all set up for what we have now, 14th Amendment, which the Supreme Court has shot down 9-0. He's not being taken off the ballot. It was all set up so he couldn't run again. Well, guess what? Here he is. Tough shit.
Nanny. But Chad,
and if it was any other person other than Trump, I would defend them as well.
Even if it was Trump and he did it, we would fucking, you know, or didn't do it like we're doing now, defend him. It's not just Trump, like Chad said. It's like we would defend anybody who's being accused of something they didn't do. Chad,
being accused of something they didn't do and being set up the way the Democrats have set up Trump. It's right. Fucking crazy. The lawfare, this whole bullshit with the January 6th insurrection. Kamala Harris saying it was worse than 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Didn't they
and then they say it's deadly. Well, only a protester died because she got shot in the face by a Capitol Guard police, which no one knows why. It has never been investigated. That guy's got off scot-free. One Capitol police officer did die of a heart attack several days after the event, but they don't tell you that.
Oh.
Conversely, they shouldn't have gone into the house and like then, you know, been milling around, but they were invited in. They were fucking and literally invited in.
Right.
There's video of that too. The Capitol Police going, yeah, come on in.
Well, if you saw the videos when they were just like trying to get in, there was a shit ton of cops blocking the door, pulling it closed. Eventually they dispersed and opened the doors. So, I mean, that's all can be seen in broad daylight. I have a question though, Chad. Didn't they try to impeach President Trump on this, like in between the November election and January, whatever, when he was getting out of office, and then the impeachment didn't go through? They found him.
I don't know that they. I mean, probably. Why wouldn't they? They impeached him for his quid pro quo call with the fucking president of Ukraine before Zelensky got in.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. There wasn't that. It was just a phone call to the guy trying to figure out what Biden had done.
Diplomacy, people. Diplomacy.
Yeah.
You reach out.
Oh, and then also, it wasn't an insurrection because it would be the one and only insurrection ever in history where no one was armed.
Ah.
You think Trump supporters and Second Amendment supporters would show up to the Capitol for an insurrection without any fucking weapons? You're crazy. If that's what it was going to be, you're crazy. It was a peaceful protest that was egged on by the Democrats so that they could set up Trump so he couldn't run in 2024.
They're MAGA extremists when it's convenient, and they gun-carrying douchebags who want to just kill all the innocent people when it's convenient. But that day, you know, they weren't, and they weren't armed. So conveniently again, it's just insane. But yeah, I'm almost positive that they tried to impeach Trump for an insurrection between November and January before Biden took office, and they found him not guilty of it and could not impeach him. So that's right. Why, like, yeah, he's got a bunch of things going for him. Really, I guess when it gets to the grand scheme and the higher echelon of our government and our law, like the Supreme Court, is when they start actually using what is real against somebody. But before that, the lower courts and the lower forms of government, they could just say and try and do whatever they want and hope shit sticks.
Well, they're not supposed to, but they have been with Trump especially. You're supposed to have an unbiased court in, you know, at all levels, unbiased judges, unbiased, you know, attorney generals. They're all supposed to be unbiased.
Jury.
Yeah, but they're flagrantly, like, in, you know, the New York case, Letitia James and the Judge Erdogan, whatever the fuck his name is, both completely biased from the beginning, said they were going to go after Trump. You know, Trump gets in, you know, Erdogan says, no, you don't get a jury trial. That's an Eighth Amendment violation. They levy a $500 million fine against him, whatever it was, 484. That is an excessive fine. Again, an Eighth Amendment violation.
Dude.
But hey, it's Trump, so it's fine. We can do whatever we want to him. This is how I've said this before. This is, you dehumanize someone, and then you have the ability to, in the public's mind, do whatever you want to them because they're less than human.
Right.
Because it's Trump. Trump bad. He's evil. He's a Nazi. Like, give me a fucking break. He's not Hitler.
It seems
not going to destroy your country. Look, I mean, the world's on fire right now under Biden. Like, but did that happen under Trump? No, didn't.
Was it supposed to? World War III was supposed to start?
Well, that's what they said was going to happen, but right. Of course it didn't, because right. They fucking lie all day long to you.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are waking up, even if they were on like the left, the you know, far left earlier and stuff like that. It seems like a lot of people are coming around and realizing like this shit is not right. This double standard is not right. If they could do it to a leader of the free world, you know, who was a leader of the free world at one point, they could then eventually turn around and do it to everybody. So it seems like a lot of people are waking up to this and getting hip to it, and it's not going to stand for much longer. So come November, you far extremists will be crying again because this crazy Hitler-esque man named Trump has taken office and is going to steer this boat right into the oblivion. That's the thing, is like he's proven what he could do in office already, you know, in his first 3 years before the fucking China flu hit, and
where he's completely hamstrung as well. They tried to, you know, they were messing with him in every turn. Anything he wanted to do, they fucking fought. So
Russia collusion, like many lies about him while he's in office.
He secures the border and he's racist. It's racist. That's racist. Now we have a completely open border with child sex trafficking, slavery going on. It's a humanitarian crisis. But it's cool because it Biden's in office. And if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. So it's all good.
Yeah.
How do Democrats with an openly racist president then call Trump racist? I mean, this guy...
For 40
the 94 years, the 94 crime bill that he was like big on, wanted the fucking, he had to have that done. He didn't want his kids going to school with people in the jungle, and he says the most racist shit.
Yeah,
because he's racist. Yeah, I mean, Biden's actually racist. He's
right,
legitimately racist. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids.
Yeah,
if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine if Trump would say that, had said that, if that was recorded, Trump saying that?
Oh, my God.
The outrage would be insane. And and Biden did that on Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
Larry Elders was on Charlemagne the God, and he asked him about that. Like, why didn't, like, how in the hell did you have this white old man on your show saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, and you didn't freaking lose your mind on him?
Yeah.
And Charmaine to God's like, well, it didn't really bother me at the time. It's like, what?
Even like, I guess it maybe didn't register with him at the time, but you had
either that or just toe the fucking line of the Democrat Party, which is more like it.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because I'm like, you literally had a chance to say to this dude, what did you just say? And what did you just mean by that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's times where my mouth runs a little bit faster than my brain is, but it catches up, and then I didn't mean that that way. But no, none of that from Biden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, I mean, imagine if Trump was on that show and said that. Charlie, I mean, he wouldn't have held back on him. I guarantee you.
Right. I mean, even if he wasn't on that show and it was a hot mic afterwards, like when he was on that bus doing some guy talk with, you know, one of the NBC anchors, and he mentioned grab her by the pussy, which is still just a funny fucking statement to me, that went all over. And that's technically supposed to be off the motherfucking record.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Like if you had a microphone.
But hey.
Yeah.
But if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. So.
Not this time, people, because he ain't getting votes, and a lot of people are black that are voting.
Thank fucking God. I hope they're all waking up.
Oh yeah,
I really do.
I mean, you hear it in New York City, man. You see Trump flags in New York City and stuff like that. Not that they weren't there before, but I'm not hearing any fucking, you know, support for Biden. Like, they might still be there and stuff, but
Do you ever see a Biden flag anywhere? I never see a Biden flag anywhere. No. I see Trump flags constantly everywhere.
Everywhere.
Boats, houses, people's, I mean, just everywhere. I see them all the time.
Right.
And I've never seen a Biden flag.
Isn't it funny that after the 2016 election, all Hillary was saying was it's a stolen election, Russia collusion, election. That's okay. But Trump saying in 2020, when they actually stole an election,
not only was she denying an election, she fucking paid for the Russian collusion whole narrative. She, the Dems and her paid for it.
Yeah.
But nothing has happened to her.
Bravo, Clintons. Bravo.
I mean, literally subverted an election, tried to, didn't work, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, paid for that whole narrative to fucking to happen.
Isn't it amazing just what, like, okay, let's just say three quarters of the horrible stories you hear about the Clintons are complete BS, and I'm giving them fucking like a lot of leeway. There's still a quarter that's so horrible and so true and so provable that it's like, how are you guys still able to be walking around free and your asses are not in jail for fucking crimes you committed in office, out of office, people dead around you, like a lot.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, just go down the list. How many people around them have committed suicide? Friends and people that work for them? How many? What's it up to?
Yeah, like
it's a long list.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have that. Clinton, Epstein's Island, 26 times on the plane, 3 or 4 without Secret Service. All good? He was just down there hanging out, getting a suntan? Sure.
He was doing intelligence to report to nobody and have it sit on somebody's desk so Epstein's Island could just continue to run for multiple years afterwards.
And you got Hillary's Benghazi fucking debacle. You got the Russian collusion that she paid for. I mean, this fuck, and we can't even bring up the fucking server that she had 33,000 emails that were destroyed. She destroyed the devices she used with the hammer.
Yep.
I mean,
deleted.
I mean, top secret information on a server in her basement.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Nothing happens to these people at all because there's a D behind their name, period.
And how many data leaks are there? Are they finding way after the fact? Like all those emails could be data leaked and fucking sitting somewhere because somebody hacked them. It's not on a secure server. No matter how it was set up, it wasn't set up by the government for those top secret files and emails. So no matter how you cut that cookie, it's against the law. What she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, President Trump keeping fucking locked files in Mar-a-Lago from the time he was a president is not legal, is covered under presidential, some kind of fucking seal.
Right. And I've looked more into that. It was like 160 pages. Okay. So that, you know what a box looks like that they have all the documents in, like a cardboard box, like lawyers use and stuff. It wouldn't even have filled up like a quarter of that, 160 pages. But yet when they put the pictures out, they put the pictures of all these boxes stacked against the wall. Those were all top secret documents. That's bullshit. Again, another bullshit narrative from the fucking left. He had 160 documents. And by the way, the president of the United States can declassify anything he wants. That is the power of the presidency.
Yeah.
And he was going to give them back.
Right. Right.
And so instead of letting him give them back, they sent the FBI to raid his house.
And it's under lock and key. Like he said, it was in a closet that has absolute security on it. There's cameras, there's everything. There's people literally, you know, that allow people into the building. You can't get in without security. And Biden just has those files in his garage where nobody's even home a bunch of the times, chilling out. Not from the time he was a president. So before that, from, you know, VP and congressman.
Yeah, he was senator or VP, and he had no authority to have those top secret documents anywhere near his house.
Why?
They weren't even supposed to, like, as when he was a senator, he had top secret documents. They're not supposed to leave the skiffs. So that's completely illegal.
They have no idea how he got them out of, you know, Congress or however the fuck he got them out. They're like, I don't know how, because you're supposed to look at them behind glass doors and return them. You can't just walk out with files like that. And he had a box full.
Right. And now there's a recording of him saying to his ghostwriter, yeah, I have the top secret documents down in the garage or something like that. So he acknowledged that he's on tape acknowledging that he has them, knows he has them. because that was a whole narrative. Oh, he didn't know he had him, but we gave him back. So it's okay. Cool. But he knew he had him because he was talking to a ghostwriter about them.
It's funny that selective memory, it only works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's how those Democrats work. It's very selective memory.
Joe, time to breathe. You fucking been not breathing for 3 minutes, written on his cue card.
Exactly. Stand over here. Don't take a question from this person. Only take questions from these lists. Oh, my God.
Like, I wish that we had, like, other people to talk about right now besides Trump or Biden. Like, it's just these are our choices that lovely America has for us. But again, I don't want to take anything away from President Trump. What he did in office is absolutely amazing before the China flu hit and before he was getting recommended to close everything down and stuff. That wasn't his idea. That was stuff coming from CDC, Fauci, and all those fucking people. He didn't want to do that. Because his people looking at it were like, this isn't that serious, you know, blah, blah, blah. All shit that we know now. But again, he had to fucking get in line with whoever fucking tells the president what's up, Secret Service, CIA, whatever, or CD, you know, and do their recommendations. So, you know, it's a ton of things. Like when the jab was coming out and before Biden was in office, they're all saying, I wouldn't take that jab.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. Kamala, Biden, all the Democrats were like, nope, we would never take the vaccine because it's Trump. And then they get in the office and they're like, you're all mandated to take the vaccine. Fuck Warp you. Speed. If you want to keep your jobs.
Warp speed, we did it, guys.
People, I mean, do people fucking forget this? It's fucking hilarious, man.
I think they do.
Like, this is wild, man.
Because, like, how do you forget a bunch of this stuff that was going on? I mean, during those lockdown periods, I'm sure everybody was at least tuning into some news outlet, you know, a couple times per day. And you know, there wasn't much to do, you know, fucking only so much you could binge on Netflix and all that shit. So it's like you heard all this stuff and what Fauci was saying in the beginning. No, you guys don't need masks. And then
exactly. Masks don't work.
Couple weeks later,
he was actually telling the truth about that, which is odd, you know.
Right, and then he comes.
And all of a sudden, he's telling you to put on 3 masks, and you're like, "What?" I remember when they said that you gotta have 2 or 3 masks. I'm like, "Hey, fuck off!"
Yeah, I mean,
for my doesn't do anything.
My God, the bandanas! What a joke they were.
Oh yeah, yeah. And anybody could wear whatever they want, as long as it's covering your face. You could wear. It's like, okay, well, a bandana clearly doesn't do shit. Neither does a fucking surgical mask.
Right.
N95, a little bit, but you're still going to get leakage. You're still not saving anybody or yourself.
Right.
Fuck off. You need a level 4, overpressurized, completely sealed suit to not get viruses.
Exactly. That's how they work on them in that fucking lab that they created it in Wuhan.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
Don't worry.
Jesus. And you know, the funny thing is like when the mask mandate was still in, like was first implemented and you like had to wear it wherever you went, like the only part I liked about it was like you could go out to a store and like see somebody you know, but they wouldn't see you 100%. So like there was no like coming up. So it was like a little anonymity. If
it's
local shopping and shit. That was the one thing I liked about it.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it was just like, you knew it was useless. If you know anything about fucking a little bit of medical science, I mean, it's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know if you could smell a fart, you could probably get that fucking virus.
Oh yeah. In 94, 95, I read a book called The Hot Zone all about Ebola. And, you know, they go into detail about level 4 labs and how, like I was saying, you have to have the overpressurized, completely sealed suit with an outside air source. That's the only way you don't get those viruses.
Right.
Any viruses for that matter. That's the only way you're protected by them. So when they're like, yeah, put on this little cloth mask and you're fine. You're saving grandma. It's like, no, fuck off. The only reason surgeons wear those things is so they don't like cough or sneeze into a wound.
Exactly. Which,
okay. Great. You don't want your spittle going into a patient's wound.
Right.
But it's not protecting against virus and bacteria.
No. Especially if it's airborne, meaning like lighter than air, floats through the air. You might stop, like you said, that little spittle coming out, but everything else is still coming around. It does make sense, you know, for doctors to wear in a doctor setting, you know, like exactly like you said. It's they're not completely useless for nothing, but they're completely useless against that.
Right.
Which is funny. But the fact that Fauci said, you know, 2 weeks later that, oh, I only said you don't need masks because we didn't have enough PPE for, you know, hospital staff and emergency crews. Like, so you admit right. that you knowingly lied and now exactly. you're telling us the truth. How the fuck can we believe you, dude? Great. Right. And here's one thing I want to let our audience know that I've let them know numerous times is I would be voting for the should be Democratic nominee, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in this election. One, if he was on the Democratic Party, even if he was running independently. But two, the only reason I am not is because we have a guy running who has proven himself. But other than that, I would absolutely 100% be voting for a lifetime long Democratic nominee. So I want to make it clear that I do not vote along party lines. I am not a far right extremist. I am not a far left extremist. I vote for the people and their ideas and what they've proven in their life, not fucking just some, you know, ideals behind a political party, because that's right. how we get lost in this sauce.
And JFK was denied a fifth time for Secret Service by Biden.
Can you imagine? How many people in his family have to die before they give him Secret Service?
Like, Biden can give a fuck. He just wants to hold on to power. That's it. It's all about holding on to power. Whoever controls him, whatever puppet master behind him, they just trying to control, you know, stay in power. So,
yeah.
If Bobby Kennedy gets assassinated, well, so be it. They don't give a fuck.
They don't.
They literally don't care.
No.
And that's the whole thing about it. The Democrats Party is supposed to be this, you know, the party of tolerance and love, and well, they don't fucking care about people. They don't care about people. They don't. It's the border's wide open. Kids are getting raped and fucking sold into slavery. They don't give a shit. They don't care.
No,
because it fits their agenda. They're importing voters, and you know they're trying to backfill all these populations that are leaving, like California and New York, to go to Florida. They're trying to backfill that. That's happening as well. Because they want to keep their, you know, the number of seats in Congress. I mean, you can come up with all the humanitarian fucking reasons why the border's wide open, and it's all bullshit. It doesn't matter. They're not trying to save people. They're trying to import voters.
And they were trying to show we're so against Trump, we're going to reverse everything he did on our first day in office.
Right.
Even though they knew what this could lead to, it was just their way of saying, fuck you, Trump, we got power now. And they didn't care what happened to Americans because of that.
And by saying, fuck you, Trump, they're saying, fuck you, America, too.
Exactly.
They don't care.
Did the Democratic Party, I mean, I'm sure proven it numerous times, but in 2016, when their people voting in their primaries wanted Bernie Sanders and they were taking his name off ballots and not letting him run because they wanted Hillary, these are all provable by emails and all stuff that went through the DNC. So if you think I'm lying, look it up. Does that not prove that they don't give a fuck who the best candidate is for the American people or for their Democratic Party, but they just want a puppet?
Well, they won't let the people choose, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was the same with the Republicans before Trump got into office and ran on the Republican Party, because don't forget, he again was a lifelong Democrat, or at least contributing to all these Democratic campaigns and stuff, to Hillary, Bill, all that shit before he ran. And then in the Republican primaries, when they asked every other Republican nominee during the debates, if you lose the Republican nomination, will you run independently? And all the puppets said, oh, absolutely not. I will run only for the Republican Party. And President Trump said, absolutely, I will run independently if the Republican Party is stupid enough not to make me the Republican nominee. Truth out of his mouth, despite the fact that he could make some people in that party feel left out, didn't care, knew that he was the best for the job, and said he would run independently. That should prove to a lot of people, you know, that he fucking tells the truth no matter what.
Well, but then the left would spin that into, well, he'll stop at nothing to gain power because he's a dictator. He wants to be a dictator.
Same with Robert F. Kennedy, I guess.
Yeah, well, the Democrats don't want to let the people choose, you know, anything. They want to stay in power and put the person in place that they want. They don't fucking care. And, you know, you can argue against that all day, but it's true. Just look at their track record.
My God. And now I'm reading in the papers, Washington Post, that Europe is buddying up to China now because they're so, they know that Trump's going to be like so ahead come November and he's going to win, that their buddy Europe is buddying it up with China to. Oh, yeah.
That's going to end well for him.
But it's bullshit too, dude. Like,
that's also, yeah, it's probably just 100% bullshit as well. Just to make it seem like, oh yeah, Trump's going to get in office and the world's going to go to China.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Good luck.
The Europeans aren't going to fucking buddy up to China because Trump's coming in office. They've already had 4 years of him. And, you know, all he tried to do was get NATO and fucking and NATO and the UN, all the members, to pay their fair share.
By God, that's so.
And they're like, he's trying to abolish NATO and the UN. It's like, no, trying to get those European countries that historically have not paid what they should be paying,
right,
to pay.
For a bill that we foot when they don't pay. So it's like off of our backs again. He's just looking out for America, people. Make America great again and America first. And then we could take care of the rest of the world and help them out as well, just as we always have been and how we always do. But you still need to take care of the greatest country in the world that you live in, because if that goes to hell in the handbag, so does the world. If you want, if you want leadership like Xi Jinping and fucking the Communist Party in China that has a little bit of capitalism, but it's not free capitalism. Their government controls all of that capitalism, but they let some of their citizens make money.
It's actually fascism. Is, you know, you learn more and more what the definition of fascism is. Like, well, people own their businesses, but the government tells you what to do with those businesses, which is basically what China does.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. But all they do is call Republicans fascists. It's like, no, no. Republicans want you to own your business and they want government out of your business.
Yeah.
That's not fascism, dumbasses.
But you need to explain these things to people nowadays.
You do, because, you know, the Democrats are saving democracy by destroying democracy. So, yeah, great.
Yeah. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, what is good? Let's just say they had ultra control and they just want us to have the semblance of a free society and the semblance of a democracy. But they really want to be pulling the puppet strings all along the way and give us that semblance. At least China has the balls to tell their people, like, no, we run this shit. You do what we say, or we'll fucking put you in jail. You want to quit your job and kill yourself? Nope. We're going to put nets around the building and let you jump off and scoop you back up and put you back to work. That's what fucking China does.
Well, all these stupid college kids that think socialism and communism are great. Yeah, go fucking live over there. Go live. I mean, go live in Venezuela. Go live in Cuba. Go live in fucking China. Go live in Russia. And you'll fucking see your bullshit protests about supporting Hamas and fucking, you know, gays for Hamas. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can you imagine?
And they just had all these shutdowns, the Golden Gate Bridge, Chicago Hair Gulch, like a bunch of other things got shut down by all these stupid fucking Palestinian promoting or, supporting protesters yesterday, you know, they shut down the air. I mean, dude, they're all fucking retards. They're actually supporting terrorists.
Yeah. Like that's
it makes no sense.
It doesn't. Like, that's how lost they are, is that gay people are supposedly for Palestine. Like, those two words, gay and Palestine, don't go together in any fashion, because they kill gay people over there.
They will literally kill you if you go there.
Yes.
Like, they'll fucking kill you, stone you to death, throw you off a building. They will kill you. But you're like, yeah, great, because they're oppressed by Israel. We must support them. Like, no, you're stupid.
Let's not forget, I mean, oppressed by Israel is hard to say. Like, okay, yes, they controlled the Gaza and who came in and out because of shit like this that could happen. But as far as oppression goes, I mean, isn't making schools and hospitals Hamas military bases, isn't that really oppressing people so they actually have to use human shields? Isn't that real oppression?
Yeah, the greatest oppressor of the Palestinian people is Hamas, the government that they elected in.
Yep.
The terrorist government that they elected in. Meanwhile, while the leaders of Hamas are put up in 5-star hotels somewhere outside of Gaza.
Right.
They're all good to go. Don't you see how that works? The elites always in organizations like this, the elites subjugate the people and then they live high on the hog somewhere right. outside of the territory.
Like Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly.
There's great videos of him walking with a goat through the mountains with a staff and fucking shooting off all these fucking AK-47s. Where'd they find him? In a fucking mansion in fucking Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And all his fucking other houses that he had throughout fucking the world. Like, this is what they do. They give you their shitty ideology because you're, it's easy to do that from afar when people don't have proper internet and get the news properly. And they get you incited and have you go do the terrorist bidding and all their bidding while they're sitting cush.
Hey, you strap on the suicide vest and go kill yourself. Right. I'm good here. I'm going to tell you to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You can't
walk. 41 virgins waiting for you in heaven. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You can't watch porn, but Osama bin Laden could have porn right in the room.
Yeah, exactly. You're put to death if you watch porn, but I'm good. I can watch it. Rules for thee and not for, rules for thee and not for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Rules for me and not for thee or whatever the fuck.
Rules for thee, not for me. That's kind of the Democrat Party, too. It's like,
It is.
And the WEF and like, oh, yeah, you're going to all eat bugs. Meanwhile, they're serving filet mignon at their fucking dinners and shit. It's all good. Yeah. Cows cause climate change. So we got to get rid of all those. But we're going to have Wagyu beef at our fucking our dinners when we all meet and where do they meet? What's the big the Swiss place where they meet every year?
Oh yeah, the fuck, I forget.
Davos, thank you, Bobby. Yes, Davos. They all fly their private jets, spewing. One trip in a private jet basically spews more fucking carbon than your car will ever emit in its lifetime. But they all fly in private jets and then helicopter in, and then they eat beef and they have a great time. And then they tell you that your stove and your heater and your car and your cows and all the food you want to eat is causing climate change.
Yeah.
Got it. Fuck you.
Own nothing and be happy. Oh, will I?
And they've said that.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Okay. Well, there's a video of them saying it.
I mean, what? Like, I guess if you, but even like I check out, NBC, CNN and all that shit. And like, I could see right through their bullshit. They ask somebody a question. As soon as the answer, they cut them off, hit them up with some other shit. Don't let them. So it's like, I could see that. It happens on Fox too, but still they're balanced like with it. Like they'll still let somebody speak. They'll at least tell you what's happening on the other side, truthfully give you facts. But it's like, I don't understand how people don't see those type of things. And like, is that what you like? Just hearing the narrative you've been told and you agree with over and over again, even if it's bullshit? Like, I don't.
I guess it's comfort them or something. I don't. It makes them feel good. It's all about their feelings. The latest one was Trump gave a speech in Pennsylvania and he called the guy who murdered Lakin Riley an animal.
Right.
And he said that they are animals. The people he met, the people that are coming in, like the illegals that are coming in and then murdering U.S. citizens, they're animals. But of course, they put that on CNN or MSNBC and they cut it down to he's calling illegals animals again. He's calling immigrants animals. They're all animals. He said they're all animals. It's like, nope, that's another fucking lie, bullshit, taken out of context. And that's what they constantly do to him. He's racist because he called them animals. Well, the motherfuckers that come in here and murder U.S. citizens, they are fucking animals. Period. How else would you classify him? That guy beat her fucking head in with a stone. That's not an animal?
Yeah.
That's something you find acceptable? I guess you do if you support terrorists, too. I guess you like those people, too.
He should have just took a page out of Hillary's book and called Americans deplorables because that's okay, but calling illegals fucking animals isn't. Like, okay, I get it, people. So,
the day after the State of the Union address, Biden mistakenly called he called them illegal immigrants. And that was he was talking about how like that illegal is not supposed to be here. The guy that murdered Lakin Riley.
Right.
So instead of I don't know if you watched it, the next day he's on all the shows apologizing, not not to Lakin Riley's family or that she's dead, apologizing that he called them illegals.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, it's like, who fucking supports this? It's as I always say, it's clown world. It's like, you're watching this with your eyes. You watch the State of the Union. He's all jacked up on whatever the fuck he was on.
Good.
Doesn't, God. You know, exactly. You know, Lakin Riley's dead from an illegal immigrant that shouldn't have been, ever been here. He's talks about that, but calls him an illegal. All of a sudden, he's apologizing the next day for calling them illegals, not for Lakin Riley being dead.
Right. And he should have apologized for letting those fucking illegals in and then calling them illegals, right, you know, after the fact. That his first apology should be to the American citizens for not having our fucking borders closed properly and actually stopping animals from fucking coming in that want to do hurt and damage to us, the American people. Like, that should be his apology number one, since on day one in office, he said, not another inch of the wall will be built under my term. Well, thank you, President.
Remain in Mexico is gone. Like, he got rid of all the policies. And now the FBI, Christopher Wray, whatever the head of the FBI's name, he's warning that there's going to be terrorist attacks in the United States. Well, guess why, motherfuckers? Because the border's wide open. They don't know who's coming in. You don't think anybody from these countries that want to destroy us have come into the country or set up sleeper cells? We're going to get hit.
Right.
And then the Dems will spin it somehow, like, it's Trump's fault. Like, no, motherfucker. You left the border wide open for 4 years.
Right. Well,
you don't think there's bad people here?
You
in
know,
fact, they have video of that one guy coming in and saying, you're going to know my name. And it turns out he was a convicted terrorist.
Right. Right.
I hope they picked him up. I don't know.
Exactly. And you know how they're going to blame it on President Trump? When he wins November, and then a terrorist attack happens in February for something that they probably fucking set up. They're going to say, oh, well, Trump allowed this to happen. No, motherfucker. He wanted the border closed a long time ago. He didn't want any of these people here. And now they're running amok. Again, it could be a fucking setup from all different angles. And I don't see a way that you kind of just stop this shit from happening unless you start draining the motherfucking swamp like we need to voting for good people.
It's going to be fucking wild when he gets in or if he gets in, I'll say if, but
when
then he starts mass deportations, just watch the left media go fucking crazy. They're going to go nuts.
Good.
It's racist. It's racist.
Yeah. How many people did he employ that were, you know, of all different races, of all different, you know, cultures, of all different socioeconomic status? I mean, it's across the board what that guy has done and what he did in his first couple years for the people that are in these lower socioeconomic places, you know, with unemployment and all that stuff and getting jobs created, like actual stuff that works and can make change.
And this is Biden's whole thing about, I've created this many jobs. No, most of them were people that came back to work that were out of work from COVID. And you're hiring a shit ton of government employees, too. And that's counted as new jobs towards the employment numbers.
Yeah.
No, that's all a fucking lie, too.
100. And when you're, you know, have jobs removed that were, say, 200 grand a year and you replace them with jobs that are 100 grand a year. What did you really do here except take $100,000 out of fucking tax dollars that could have been taxed?
Yeah, a lot of new jobs are part-time too. There are people that have left full-time and become part-time, but it's a new job. So let's count that. Our country's doing great. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
So Chad and I were discussing, we want to have guests, and we've had guests on before that have opposing views than we do and stuff like that, but we would like to have educated discussions with these people and just have it be that, not a shouting match, not anything, just talking to each other with facts. And if you have bullshit, here's an article and the source for it, why it's bullshit. So we put that out there to anybody and everybody, because a lot of times these people that are so loud online and voicing these opinions, that's all they have. And they have nothing to back it up with. I haven't spoken to one who has come back and tell me great things on why they want to vote for Biden. great things on why they hate Trump, except for shit that he says. They can't name policies that he did in office that were bad. So it's like, this is a casting call for guests out there that want to come on and have some good open discussions. We'll let you talk. I'll shut up. I know I talk a lot. I apologize, but I have no problem putting my foot in my mouth and letting you go on your rant for a while as you put your foot in your mouth, you know, so to speak.
He's an insurrectionist.
Totally. That's what I want. I want fucking insurrections all over America. Please.
So this other New York case with Stormy Daniels, this fucking whole bullshit where she already signed a letter saying that, you know, whatever they're accusing of didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the Alvin Bragg, that fat piece of shit up there. Fat shaming. Now the judge won't even let Trump off from a day in court to go to his son's graduation.
Can you imagine?
The judge has put a gag order on Trump. He can't talk about the judge's family because the judge's daughter her company is hired by Chuck Schumer Adam Schiff. And so she's paid millions of dollars from Adam Schiff, the Democrats, to raise money against Trump. But Trump's not allowed to talk about that because the judge has put a gag order on the judge. So the judge in that case, and now won't even let him off to go to his son's graduation. Like, what? Come on, dude. What the fuck, man?
Right.
It's just sad and ridiculous that the Democrats will do this. It's all election interference. That's all it is.
It really is. I mean, with the son's graduation, like, do they make? Because I don't really know much about it. Like, do they make exceptions for court dates and stuff for normal people?
I think, yeah, you could ask the judge if you wanted to go to your son's graduation. Could we have a recess that day?
Right. Yeah.
I think any normal judge, unless you're a murderer or something, would be like, sure, son's graduation. That's a once in a lifetime thing. Sure. I would hope so.
Bobby, who's a paralegal, just said absolutely they do. So that's the only reason why I'm voicing that or questioning that is because I don't want it to, again, seem like we're like, oh, Trump should be able to go to his graduation when other people.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not an activist fucking judge that has it out for Trump, then I guess maybe you would say, yeah, sure, go watch your son graduate.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, they'll put him in contempt if he doesn't show up for any day in court.
Can you imagine, dude, as he's running for president of the United States of America, they're trying that. Like, this is a bullshit case with Stormy Daniels, dude. It was two grown adults that had sexual encounters. And, you know, at the end of it, he had her sign an NDA because he didn't want her blabbing, like, which people do. Oh, I fucked this rich billionaire and blah, 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 blah. And he didn't want that out in the universe. And no quid pro quo. He wasn't like, let's fuck and I'll promise you a career like a creepy Weinstein deal. It was he fucked a girl who was a porn star. And now all of a sudden it's the American public's business. And he's getting fucking has to go to trial for fucking two consenting adults fucking. Come on. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Biden's showering with his teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Why is that okay, though?
It's not okay.
I don't understand.
But the Dems don't care because, it's Biden. So he has a D behind his name. He can do whatever he wants. We don't give a shit.
I've never been rah-rah shish kumbah about anybody and any team, like, to the point of spiting my own nose. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, if Trump showered with his teenage daughter, I'd be like, you're a fucking piece of shit, too, you pedophile.
100.
Like, get out of here.
Right. But no, that's not what we have going on here. Yeah. I know we've been very serious on today's show, and sometimes the grapes is to do that. I do have one more serious topic that I want to bring up that Chad and I spoke about because it's a big thing, you know, and it's bullying and kids go through it, adults go through it. But I wanted to say, no matter what, man, to all the bullies out there, no matter what has happened to you in your life that has made you this way, that you feel like you want to assert dominance on somebody and make them feel weaker and less, you're fucking wrong. You don't do that to another human being. No matter what happened to you as a kid, what's happening to you at home, no matter what, go talk to an adult about what's going on and let them know, you know, what's giving you these feelings inside. do not take it out on another innocent person and you know, berate them because you feel less about yourself. Because that's what bullies come down to, in my eyes, is they have no self-confidence because it was taken away somewhere along the line. And they want to pick on somebody that seems smaller in stature and somebody they think they could beat up and pick on.
Almost weaker, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck
because
off.
It was done to them by their, you know, their parents or someone in their life. But right. Yeah, it's like, you can break the cycle.
Definitely.
You can be a good person and not fucking, you know, mess with weaker people or who you perceive to be weaker.
Right. And the schools, like, how are they not, you know, getting involved earlier? Like, bullying should happen one time and the school should be well aware of it, watching that bully, watching the kid who's been bullied and making sure that doesn't happen and their schools are safe and fucking, you know.
Well, in the schools now, it's like, if you have this bully on you every day and you at one point, like, can't take it anymore and you retaliate, then you get in trouble.
Right.
No violence. It's like, whoa. It's fucking kids in my face every day telling me I'm a piece of shit. Like, I'm supposed to just take that? I've told, like, they complain to the teachers, the principal. No one does anything.
Yep.
And then when the kid lashes out and smacks the bully, it's like he gets expelled or, you know, suspended. It's retarded.
And isn't that what, like, caused, like, the first mass shooting that I could think of where the kids were in the fucking, like, trench coats and shit? Like, wasn't their excuse?
Columbine.
Wasn't their excuse or their manifesto that was written that they were bullied in school, like, by these people and, like, they felt, you know, removed from them and people picked on them. So this was their answer, is to fucking go in and do stuff. Like, that's what all those scenarios create. It's like creates chaos when it could be nipped in the bud very early on with hands-on teachers and hands-on, you know, school board members and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to defend those guys, but, like, they were fucking bullied mercilessly at their school.
Right.
This is what bullying leads to. Right. Someone's going to lash out if you continue to bully them. Even those guys, I mean, they did a horrific thing, but they were obviously fucking ostracized and bullied by all those kids in the school.
Right.
Which sucks.
And again, not making excuses, just pointing out reasons why things happen. There's never an excuse to kill somebody or shoot somebody. Yeah. Do any form of violence towards another person. There's never an excuse for it.
And just because all your friends are making fun of this person, you shouldn't do it either. You shouldn't do it too. You know, it's like, why don't you stand up for the person that's like, just be nice to everybody. You know, as nice as you can, unless they,
yes,
you know, do something to you personally. Don't do the group mentality thing. Like, oh, that person, they look weird. They dress weird. Let's make fun of them. I mean, you know, I think we're all kind of guilty of that in school and stuff, but.
Of course, but you learn from your mistakes. So it's
absolutely
something that, you know, proud to say I never bullied anybody. So all the kids from my past could come out. I actually did stand up to bullies that were bullying other people. So if anybody that's grown up with me wants to come out and tell the flip side of it, by all means, because there's people out there that I've goofed on that didn't like it for sure. Jokingly. Right. In a very heartful place, but never anybody that I felt was less than me or was like, you know, people that could handle it and I had joking relationships with and stuff like that. So I'll put the cattle call out there. But again, thank God my parents kind of taught me the right way from day one and made sure that, you know, that wasn't going on. You know, right. They had me in wrestling from a young age. So you learn kind of fucking what can happen when two people start to tango. And that's what kept me away. Any fight that I've been in was always a defense. Punches were thrown first. And then I've never started a fist fight. I've never.
Then you fucking take them down, wrap them up.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it for sure. Level change, bong, right on your legs. And you're like,
ground game. Here we go.
Done, baby. But don't give away the secrets, Chad. I still sometimes with this mouth, you know, people hear a joke. They're like, wait a second. What? Which is
especially nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Are you going to are you going to die from being offended? No. Your feelings hurt a little bit.
A little.
Just deal with it.
That's it. You'll get over it.
Yeah. That's okay. It's a joke. It's funny.
hanging out with comedians, you know, for most of my time that I get to like my spare time, it's like all we do is like talk shit to each other, trying to make each other laugh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Could be saying the most horrendous shit, but it's all to get the laugh. And you know what I'm saying? You're not picking on anybody that you shouldn't, but I forget my audience sometimes. And, you know, I'll just start joking around with people and they're like, is he kid? I'm like, yep, stand-up comedian. Sorry, I forgot that you're not a fellow comedian and don't get my jokes. Went into Pandora the other day with, I shouldn't even talk about this because, I could say. So anyway, this is funny, Chad. Yeah, well, because something's coming up and the person getting it like doesn't know. So hopefully this doesn't spill any beans. But the lady was saying, like, if you're picking out jewelry, you know, a ring or something, they're going to be wearing it all the time, that, you know, you want to go with like gold plated or whatever. You don't want just like a metal thing because it like it'll fade, it'll wear down and stuff like that. I was like, wait a second. I wear my cock ring all the time and that doesn't happen to it. And she immediately started laughing. And I was like, oh my God, thank God you got that joke. But that was my mouth working, my brain really knew what I was doing. But she loved it and started laughing right away. I was like, yo, this lady's awesome. And she was an older lady, dude, like 52, nice. Like behind the counter.
Yeah.
But so that's what I'm saying about like my mouth sometimes gets me into trouble, like shit like that, when people don't realize. We've been doing good with banning stuff. So we still have those two strikes on YouTube. One's falling off like within the next month. We can post shorts on stuff on it and stuff like that. So we're controlling what goes there,
because they censor you.
Yes,
as someone on the live forum says, no, they don't censor you.
They just said it, so it must be true. You know what I'm saying? They know something we don't. We're in it, but they know. You know,
right.
Like that's the shit we're talking about. Like, why say something?
You know, yeah, because they're told it doesn't censor you, but it does.
Right.
You're censored. You can't say anything you want to say. Now, you know, there's some things you shouldn't say, but when you're talking about actual factual things that are fucking real and they fucking censor you, that's a problem.
I want to give my hats off to Facebook, not Instagram, because for some fucking reason, they send something like, remember when we were trying to go live on the Gracious 2 page a couple weeks ago and we couldn't? Mm-hmm. And there was, they do this all the time. They send like a fucking 4 or 5 day ban to our account saying that you made a comment either in a direct message or a comment somewhere that goes against their standards. Somebody reported it. They don't tell you what the comment is. They don't tell you what to do about it. But it's just like, can you give me information on what you're talking about?
Right, exactly. Help me out here.
Yeah, help me out. So let's give a shout out to Facebook because they seem to have come along and they're letting people, you know, at least ask questions, talk about topics that are taboo and against other narratives. And Rumble, baby. Rumble is free speech. Twitter is free speech. Does free speech sometimes make people uncomfortable, myself included? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When I'm scrolling through Twitter and I just see fucking, you know, some crazy shit I didn't want to see.
As Elon said, if it's not free speech until someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is the definition of free speech.
Right.
If everyone's saying everything that you fucking like to hear, that's great. But it's the person that says something you don't like. That's what free speech is, because, you know, they have the right to say that.
Yes.
Now, it can go too far. You can't say bomb in a theater, all that fucking shit. But there's, you know, exceptions. But for the most part, an open form of dialogue is free speech.
Yes. Like, if what you're saying is going to cause harm like that, like you said, in a movie theater, if you yell bomb or fire and then people are going to get up, run towards the exits looking for scrambling because and people die and shit, like that, of course, is not right and is, you know, a violation of free speech. You're not allowed to do that. Like, that's one thing you're not. But if you're just sitting here asking questions and questioning things and raising factual things that go against a certain narrative, that's all you're doing is conversation. You're not creating harmful environments that could kill people or can cause accidents. Like, That's what we're talking about here by free speech and protecting our right to free speech. Ladies and gentlemen of the gracious audience, who I get
exactly why it's the First Amendment.
Yes. Yes.
Backed up by the Second Amendment.
The right to bear arms, motherfuckers.
Shall not be infringed. So
our forefathers, man, like they must have been tripping on some hardcore shit to know how to fucking navigate from back then to where there was like no electricity and shit to fucking now and make it to like where their policies and shit were on point. Like they had some insight into the future.
Oh, yeah. I saw some video the other day that's talking about how all the, you know, all these leftist kids are always like, well, the country was founded by old racist white men. It's like, nope. Guess what? One, they weren't, you know. They may have been a little racist with the slavery thing. That's fine. We got over that. But the old white man thing, no, the ages of the people that signed the Constitution go from like 18 to like, I think, what was George Washington? Or no. Anyway, so it's like 18 to like 50. So they weren't like old white men.
And was that actual racism, like with slavery's bad, of course. But my question is if they were being sold white slaves from Europe and that was an open slave trading channel, I'm sure they would have bought them just because they got them from Africa. It was like what was available. I don't think they reached out and said, we want to go get black people to be slaves. Like, I don't think that was the thought. Slavery of all forms, fashion is wrong still to this day, still happening to this day. But my question is like, my question is, would they have bought, you know, from other places, or was that where they were going because they're racist? I don't think that was the case.
Well, Bobby's saying it right here. The Africans at that point were selling themselves, you know, selling their own people into slavery.
Right.
Irish. Back in those days.
Yep. Bobby, why don't you get your ass off mic here and we'll enter Bobby's world for a little bit. What do you think, Chad?
Sure. I got to break out soon, but yeah, let's talk to Bobby a little bit here. Absolutely.
Bobby.
How you guys doing?
What up, man? You sound good today. You don't sound like this far from the mic with background noise. Like, you sound like you got
I'm good. Yeah, I actually have a good mic.
Good.
I have a couple articles I want to pull up.
Sweet.
What was that one I asked you to have? Because I forget. Perfect.
That's what I'm going to bring up.
I forget what this is, Chad, so we'll be surprised on it together, but I knew it was something we'd want to talk about.
Okay.
It's about why all the Californians are fleeing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish I could get the fuck out.
Chad, you have to listen to what the Los Angeles Times is saying, though. So it's saying why Californians are fleeing.
Oh, yeah. I'll see their reason for it. Okay, what do we got?
Don't go too far, Bobby. So it seems only yesterday that California's population was nearly 40 million. Then more people left the state. Now we're not even 39 million. Where is this say why? So I don't want to read the whole thing. They're basically saying that the land isn't sustainable for that many people. So that's why people are moving out. Not because of Governor Newsom, not because of anything, but
because of the leftist policies and the activist DAs and all the and the big cities that are the crime's running rampant, homelessness is running rampant. But it's because people don't have access to water because of climate change. Fuck off. I got water.
It's all by design. Everything that's going on is by design.
Well, here's the Los Angeles Times not telling you factual information. They're making up some other bullshit narrative of why people are leaving the state. Now, I can believe people are leaving the state because the prices are too high. It's fucking expensive here. But leaving the state because of water and all that bullshit, get the fuck out of here.
Chad, you think
I also want to bring this up.
In 2035, they're not going to be able to buy fucking gas cars in California because they'll be.
Yeah, I think that'll all get repealed because it's going to be impossible.
Right.
It's just bullshit. It's not going to happen.
What is this?
This is the reality. Problem, reaction, solution.
No, 100%.
This pretty much breaks it down. This is a good picture, too. I'm sure the audience will like it.
What is the weed flag representing with the Darth Vader? Like, what's your take?
That's just people who are for Star Wars or for Star Trek. And both smoking weed. It just shows the division that everything causes. You know, people that are for the vax, not for the vax.
Mm-hmm. While the elite up top are laughing at us all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Symbolism is not lost on me today. Go.
Exactly. Episode 33, you know, yes. you gotta show who we are, you know.
Bobby, wasn't your grandfather, I mean, I don't know if you could talk about it, I don't know how deep that Freemason stuff goes, but I think I've heard you talk about it publicly. Was your grandfather?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if I talk about it. Yeah, he was a Mason. It doesn't matter.
Bobby's got the ring and everything, Chad. The Freemason.
All right, nice. Cool.
Yeah. My, I'm going to give a shout out to Rocco Pascanucci, owner of Rockefeller's Bar and Grill in East Rutherford. He goes weekly every week. He's a 32nd degree third Freemason. And he's spoken about some things. It's not so secret society. But I still don't know like what they're doing to this day. Like, you know, kind of what the meetings are about. Like, I think he would talk about it. I had him on the other show a couple times and we kind of got into a little bit, but I was still left like, why are you there again? You know,
it's pretty much a boys club at the lower degrees. At the higher degrees, you learn it's initiation, really. That's what it's about. It's the mysteries, the ancient mystery school teachings, pretty much. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Like the Egyptian mystery schools, and goes all the way back throughout history.
What do they think of pedophilia, or what is the new fucking wacky term that they're coining for it?
MAPS, minor attracted persons.
Yeah. What are the Freemasons thought on that, Bobby? Do you know?
Negativity. Negative.
Yeah.
Negative. Good. Good.
I just wanted to say something about the bullying thing, too. Remember, Mr. Our principal, what was his name?
Ravatini?
Yeah. He used to bring up how the golden rule was like the number one thing. And absolutely. It's true.
Yeah, that was, to others. Everyone in school did that. Yeah.
If we live by that, Chad, would that not really solve the world's problems? Like, if we did unto everybody else as we wanted done to ourselves, like, would that not create peace and harmony?
I think it would. Yeah.
Like, it's just a simple thing.
Also, sticks and stones.
Yeah. We could joke. We could joke as long as it's fucking whatever. As long as I'm joking and you're not joking about me, then we're good. That's fun. That thick skin, you know, that some people think they have. And then, you know, they're goofing around. You give it right back to them like, you can't talk about that. Wait a second. You just said my grandmother did this. Oh, okay. You could say it, but I can't. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So what were you saying, Chad, before we got into Bob A's world? What did you want to?
I need to come out soon.
Oh, yeah, same. All right, so good. Let's do till 2:10, Bobby. Anything else you got for the audience? Because they love
I just want the California thing. That's all by design to bring in AI and robotics for these fast food restaurants. That's all by design to get people out of the workplace, you know.
Are you talking about the minimum wage?
Yeah, the whole minimum wage thing, you know. That's all by design.
And then we already know that, for instance, In-N-Out, I don't think they're firing anybody, but they're raising their prices. So, I mean, this is what happens. So this minimum wage bullshit, this $20 minimum wage is doing nothing but passing along that expense to the consumer.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what's
happening. In-N-Out was already relatively expensive because they use good products and good food and stuff like that. I'm sure, you know, the markup on there is still crazy, but it's being passed down to the consumer, and any, especially small business, but big business, you know, small business is going to feel it, possibly exorbitant because they're good hearted people. Big business don't give a fuck. They care about their bottom line, and they're going to pass it down to the consumer and to their customer service department and all that shit. So it's like, what's good for fucking, what looks good for people's wages is actually a fucking slap in the face to everybody who uses their products, services, and all that stuff. So good job, fucking California. Good job.
Good job. Yeah, good job. Of course, I read that Newsom owns a restaurant, but his people only have to pay $16 an hour. So okay. Don't worry.
Restaurants kind of like that. Restaurants kind of have that weird, though, where they could pay like their servers and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I think it's raised now, but back in the day, it was like $2 an hour.
Oh, yeah, because they do tips. Yeah. There's some law on that. But I guess the point was his employees in his restaurant only have to pay 16. You know, they just pay them 16 an hour. But funny. Just like his kids, His kids went to private school during COVID, so private schools weren't shut down. So it didn't look as bad if it was just his kids' private school. But all private schools didn't have to shut down during COVID. They did for like 2 weeks because my kids were in Montessori at the time. And they were out of school for like 2 weeks because they went to a private school. Now the public schools completely shut down for 2 years. But private schools where Gavin Newsom's kids went, no, they're good. They can stay open. And then he's having, he was having dinner at the French Laundry with no masks and having a gay old time when all the restaurants were closed. And, but, it, keep voting for him because he walks his talk.
That's what I don't understand about people is they gotta act with their vote. I know a lot of this comes down to there may be a little vote tampering. Yes, I admit that. But this guy Newsom needs to be gone. He needs to be gone. That's a
Well,
fact.
yeah. The blues won't fucking they won't make him go. They keep voting for him.
It's
Yeah, blue
crazy.
no matter who. Let's go. And with that, the gracious audience, we're gonna leave you for today. Apologize about the guest. Apologize that we had a serious show as opposed to our normal everyday fun program. But Chad and I are the gracious too. We will continue putting the shit in bullshit. Chad, tell them to go check out your videos and where for fucking those awesome beats you've been laying down. YouTube. My channel is at Chad Gracie Live. You can go check it out.
So
And
much fun.
I'm hopefully going to put up a couple more videos very soon. I'm waiting for my editors to send them to me.
Yes. And they're great editors, by the way. Really good.
Yeah, they do a great
Two
job.
guys, they do a great
Dan
job.
and Steven, shout out. They do a great
Shout
job.
out.
Absolutely.
And we've mentioned stuff to you guys before, but you guys know we have some big shit coming up for you in September and some stuff before that, but we'll mention it more as we get closer to those dates and give you the finalization of all that shit that's going on. So get ready, guys. This journey has just begun, even though we just got our 33rd degree Freemason ring put on today for show 33.
Yes.
Bob A's World, man. Thank you for coming on again. The audience fucking loves when you do. They love
Absolutely.
your subtleness and your slow take to things, but really cool stuff that you say. So we just appreciate you guys listening and watching and commenting. So please like, share, follow us, and let's go.
Peace.
Peace.